It's roller skating month, and Shelley Fraser-Mickel has her key ready to tighten her skates.
I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be the same person without having had a long history with roller skates. Back when I was a kid, they rolled through our childhoods teaching us resilience, balance, perseverance, and first aid. The best part, though, had to do with that little key. Remember the skate key that was best kept on a string around your neck so that you could tighten the skate onto your shoe when it wiggled loose, or when you swapped your pair of skates with a bigger kid who had bigger feet? And those wheels, oh, those wheels that somehow sparkled like cut stone, that rolled over sidewalks and that could turn you into a gliding ballerina or a whirling dervish on a tennis court or in a church parking lot, at least when no one was playing tennis or when no one was parked at the church. I'm talking about the good old-timey roller skates, the ones that much of the world has been having a love affair with since they were first introduced in 1760. That was the first time roller skates had been seen, when in London, a Belgian musical instrument maker named Joseph Merlin rolled into a masquerade party in Soho Square playing a violin. He was unable to stop or turn, so he crashed into a large mirror, valued at more than 500 pounds, smashed it to bits, broke his fiddle, and severely injured himself. All that only made the attraction to roller skates even stronger. The idea of learning how to master them crossed the ocean and spread throughout the American culture and continues on even today. In fact, roller skates have been used in all sorts of theatrical performances. In 1984, in a Broadway musical, performers rolled onto stage imitating locomotives. But the real important thing about roller skates, I think, is that you learn to love them as a child, and today still see them in the form of rollerblades and skateboards. And if you're brave and have knee pads, you keep in touch with your childhood through them all the way to, well, it's a personal decision at which age you step down off the wheels. As for me, I like wearing the key around my neck. That always was, for me, a big part of the magic.